Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trent Williams, everybody's greatest tackle of all time. He has a message to Niner fans.
All right.
And coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to get into the Purdy prognosis, which we do weekly. But here's Trent Williams. Hey, Niner fans, just, hey, long way to go.
Understandably, you got concerns. In my mind, we have a long way to go. This season is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. There's anything that we've learned with these previous three seasons that, this is a very long season and a lot can happen. You know, obviously, we don't have control over the injury bug, but, you know, you'd rather get bit early than late. Obviously not having Christian it hurts as an offense, but, we do have confidence that he'll be back. And then, you know, when he is back, he'll be as fresh as ever. Hopefully we'll be trying to go on our run to play the type of football we know we need to play to get to where we want to get to.
Don't you get it? No, don't you see what's happening here?
Oh, man.
This is a team that has been deep 2 years in a row, and they're banged up a little bit to start the season.
Achilles tendonitis is not banged up.
No, it's...
Yeah, to your best player. Now it's in whatever he's dealing with in both legs, so...
Well, let me give you a little update from Christian McCaffrey's father, who was on with Ross Tucker.
Okay.
Ross Tucker, of course, has a Ross Tucker football podcast. This is McCaffrey's father, Ed. He says, hey, tendonitis is an overtraining injury, meaning you're training too hard or you're doing too much, and it turns into tendonitis. If I would say that Christian has a weakness, it's that he sometimes has to protect himself from himself in terms of training too much and doing too much. This is the line that I really do think is an optimistic one. If you have tendonitis, you have tendonitis. I think of it as tennis elbow. You see tennis players get it, and they can't play tennis for a while until it heals up. That's what he's got in his Achilles. It started with one, then creeped into your calf, and you start overcompensating. You feel it in the other one. But it's just tendonitis. It just means it's very, very sore. So I think the goal now for the Niners is to get McCaffrey back the second half of the season. Right. Hang in there till then. And let's just assume he's not playing in October, which take the next four games off the board. And maybe you start thinking about week 10, which would be their ninth game. And it feels like the team is acknowledging that it's going to be a grind early. It's going to be a big grind, but if they keep their head above water, the second half of the season is going to be one where they start to build back into a Super Bowl contending team.
And I know you think I can't even scoff at that, but I got to be honest, Matt. I was thinking when I hear Achilles, I think of Durant and all that good stuff. But hearing that, you know, reasoning or explanation of what's going on, and it's just you're overworking your muscles, it doesn't sound like there's a tear imminent, you know, and who knows what's going to happen. Nobody wants that. But I feel better with that explanation. Like, I guess it's just rest, and he'll come back.
So the other thing about McCaffrey is his dad said, I feel comfortable saying this. There's no player on the planet in any sport that pays as much money to have people take care of his body than Christian. And I kind of heard this too, and I thought it was interesting. Apparently, he footed the bill to go over to Germany and have that procedure.
He did have a procedure.
Oh, yeah. And McCaffrey paid for it himself. And there was a question about the 49ers medical staff. And Ed McCaffrey said, Christian trusts the 49ers training staff, but when the prescription is just to rest, he's going to go out and get other professional opinions from people around the world. So I think the Niners were like, look, let's just give this thing some rest. And he was like, I can't just rest. I can't. I got to go find something else that I like better than that. And I guess that's why he went to Germany. Paid his own way to get there.
And I wonder how the Niners feel about that. But
I wonder.
I got a question.
It's a good question.
For you.
I don't know.
If you got all those people attending to your temple, your body, wouldn't they know when you're overworking? Like, wouldn't that prevent you from overworking yourself?
Well, maybe he did it in the off season when it wasn't supervised.
Because you know who I just thought about? You're going to call me crazy with this? Tiger Woods. When he went all commando and was trying to do all the other training with, you know, like he was in the armed forces or whatnot.
Navy SEALs,
thank you. So I'm not saying Christian did that, but when you are spending that much on your body, you think there would be a stop sign of people to say, you know what, Steiner, you could skip this one.
Yeah, I get the sense he's a guy who, when he's working out and he feels pain, he tries to work out through it. I don't know. I also think we should probably get into a little bit of Davante Adams, who's asked out in Las Vegas. He's a receiver, pretty good one, didn't play week four in the Raiders' victory. I feel like it would just be a waste of time to say to you, should the Niners go out and try to get Davante Adams? Because you'll say, oh, my God, yeah.
Well, one, I think he's a better receiver. He's older, but I think he's a better receiver than Brandon Ayuk, one. Two, I just feel like Ayuk is about to be a sideshow. Shout out to the town and the Bay Area, because that's what he's been through four games. And the fact, if this trend keeps going forward where Juwan Jennings is putting up bigger numbers and is more reliable – and then I go to myself to video gate or short gate at practice, I got to believe, and we haven't really solved the puzzle or the riddle, what could be bothering one Brandon Ayuk? But if there's something there and I can do a swap, and I don't know what else it would take to get Davante Adams into a 49er uniform, Steiny, that would be something I would look at, because I really believe now there is something going on between Kyle and Brandon, and for the life of me, Brandon got paid. Some say overpaid. I don't know what his beef could be. But Friday, my friend, I was with you, Evan, too. When I watched that, I have so many questions, and I just didn't feel like that was a good relationship, per se. Like, something's up.
Well, Deebo Samuel addressed that on his podcast this week. And he talked about, well, what happened between Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan. How big of a deal is it?
You know, me, I kind of think, you know, they kind of blew it way out of proportion than what it was, you know, what it's shown to be. But what's so crazy in the locker room, me and B.A. was, I seen them had the red shorts on, and I was like, we had the red jerseys. I was like, yo, this combo kind of cold. And so I was like, I went in the equipment room. I was trying to find me some red shorts at the time. And they was like, man, we don't have any more of these. So I was like, And so went out to practice. You know, him and Cal was going back and forth, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't as serious as they was making it. But you see, he put the black shorts on, and we moved on past it, and we went out there and got the dub. So maybe it's a trend that you might see the Niners come to practice in some red shorts.
Maybe Ayuk needs to be in the red shorts every practice, because it definitely felt like the 49ers were super back this weekend.
Yeah, we was cooling.
Oh. Did it feel to you, Guru, like the 49ers were super bad?
No, young lady. I would say no to that. But I will say this. I wish it had been Deebo. Then we could say there's nothing going on. You know what I mean? It was just he had the wrong ones or whatever. But now I just felt like that was Jim Leland and Barry Bonds. And
yeah,
I know.
Right. Kyle wishes.
Well, but you know what I mean? Brother, you just got paid. What? I guess just the way Steiner, he looked like that was infantile. The way Ayuk was acting, even when he changed the shorts. So,
I mean, I came in today thinking I would move Ayuk in a second for Davante Adams. And if you got to throw in a pick, throw in a pick. Second round pick, I'd probably do that.
That's what sounds like. That's what the Raiders are looking for.
But then, of course, I went a little deeper with the dive with Evan.
What'd you come up with?
And Evan said, man, if you get Davante Adams, he's just going to be as disgruntled here as he is in Vegas, because he's not going to get the targets he wants on this offense. He just isn't. And to me, you say, well,
wouldn't that change? I'm just saying, like,
you think Kyle Shanahan would change his offensive philosophy for Devontae Adams.
Brock Purdy's the one dropping back, reading it, and delivering the ball, dispersing the targets. And if you got a guy whooping somebody at the line of scrimmage more often than not, that is not, oh, I'm throwing to Evan. I'm throwing to Stoney pre-snap.
Throwing to Devontae Adams?
No, I'm just saying if he's open, you keep feeding the beast. And that's why we see games like a couple weeks ago from Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I mean,
if they look,
I mean, you've got to agree with the premise that he's not going to get the ball as much as he wants the way the 49ers run their offense.
And I do wonder about him, Stoney, Devontae Adams. Where is he at in his career to where if he gets moved, because he didn't come off well to me in the receiver, Doc, you could tell he was trying to get out of Dodge or get out of that situation. I mean, how many more stops do you have before you, if he were to bitch about his targets? I mean, it should be about winning. And if they were able to get his services, again, I'm not saying the target issue wouldn't come up, but I mean, it kind of feels like the rat's on the table with Devontae. Are you really going to complain about your lack of targets? But my thing is, if I'm Brock Purdy and I got him out there doing what he's been doing, I'm just throwing to him, but you'll eat.
But I think you asked what you think's going on with Ayuk. I think he doesn't like his role. He doesn't like his role. How could he?
Yeah. But he had a chance to go get a bigger role somewhere else. But
see, I think
he
didn't
want to go.
I think he knew that he wasn't in Pittsburgh. Doesn't have a throwing quarterback. Maybe that's why the Patriots are pathetic. Maybe he wanted to be somewhere else, but the places that they were going to send him, he just didn't want to be.
Have we ever seen an athlete get paid?
Steven Jackson.
That happened.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But outside of him, where you get paid and you're still disgruntled. Like, you won the negotiations, but you're still mad.
I mean, Draymond Green got a big contract and punched the guy and then got suspended the year after. I don't know. I mean, it happens. It happens. I mean, look at Jordan Poole. Not the same situation, but got paid, and then they traded him a year later. I think there's something going on with Brandon Ayuk.
That I truly believe, man.
All right, let's get into it. Let's get into the Purdy prognosis.
Mm-hmm. We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6, Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch and out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Stoney and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
All right. First, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And I think that there is one reason to be more optimistic about the Niners than any of the negativity that's happened so far, and it's because of Brock Purdy.
Mm.
I think he's been their best player this year.
Man.
If it's not him, it's Fred Warner or Jordan Mason. But, I mean, if you think about Purdy's performance the first 4 weeks, if he continues to do this and they start winning, I mean, he's going to be in the MVP conversation. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
No doubt. And I'll say this to that, Stoney. He was in the MVP conversation last year. I'm watching these games again, man. The guy is throwing the ball downfield. He wants to throw the ball downfield. He's using his legs, and he's becoming must-watch, Stoney. So you're right. What do we say? Oh, the most important position in sports is the quarterback position. I really believe that. And this dude is following up a season where he took his team to the Super Bowl with a new elbow, and it looks like he's getting stronger, but he's getting more confident. So you know what I did, Stoney? I said, okay, what's really going on here? Because there is draftism going on with Brock Purdy where people want to see more.
Is this your stat?
Yeah, this stat.
All right. Guru's been talking about this for 2 hours. He says he's got a Purdy stat that's going to blow us away.
So who's the best in the game at the quarterback position right now? I think all of us would agree, one, Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Right? So can I give you some numbers and you tell me what you think after?
Okay.
But these are the last 20 NFL games. Patrick Mahomes, want to know his record? 14-6.
Okay.
Brock Purdy's record, 14-6.
Okay.
All right. In those 20 games, the passing yards, Patrick Mahomes, 5,087 passing yards. Brock Purdy, 5,410 yards, okay? Touchdowns, Brock Purdy, 36-33 for Patrick Mahomes. Interceptions, Patrick Mahomes, 19, Brock Purdy, 13. Passer rating in those 20 games, Brock Purdy, 111, Patrick Mahomes, 92. And yards per pass attempt, which we, dink and dunk, Patrick Mahomes 7.1 to Brock Purdy's 9.6. So I know it's only 20 games, Steiny, but what I'm watching, I believe, is a guy in Brock Purdy about to sign a blank check next year, and it's 4 games, they're 2-2. You don't put it all at his doorstep, but he knows and has command of the position, brother. And I'm just telling you, I don't think it's going to vanish, or he has to return to glass slippers anytime soon.
What if, can I just bring Evan in here for a sec and just ask him this? Okay, 20 games. Yeah, I get it. It's not a huge sample size, but it's more than a season. So you've just given me 6 stats. Purdy's got more yards. Purdy's got more touchdowns. Purdy's got fewer interceptions. Purdy's got higher yards per pass. Purdy's got
passer
a better
rating.
Passer rating. Why can't we just say it, Evan? Purdy's been better than Mahomes over the last 20 games.
Because he lost to him in the Super Bowl?
Okay, but 20 regular season games.
Yeah, sure.
But I was going to say, because I know how Evan is very smart. Evan, my thing going against me, if you put Mahomes in this offense, which he's had more at his disposal, Brock Purdy has, than Mahomes with his L in offense, maybe that might have something to do with it too. You know what I'm saying? If you put Mahomes with this weaponry,
yes.
Good God. Not taking away from Brock. I'm just Brock is becoming must watch,
how
man.
Much better?
Oh, Steiny.
What?
We're not ready for that, are we? On the Purdy prognosis.
I mean, do you think if the Patrick Mahomes were the starting quarterback of the Niners, they'd be 4-0? I don't.
I'd give you 3-1.
They would have beaten the Vikings?
They would have scored on that. They would have scored on that last drive when they were down 6 against many.
So Mahomes would have thrown a ball better than Purdy did to Ronnie Bell.
Respect on it. He's the best at the position right now.
Well, no, he's not.
Well,
Goose, stand behind your numbers.
No, but I'm being real with you. That blew me away with that. But I just don't. Brock Purdy's not at Patrick Mahomes level yet.
415, this is why individual stats ultimately don't mean everything in a team sport. And that's from our main man, Jim Mole.
Our guy.
Jim Mole, who...
But it's pretty impressive. Are you willing to call Brock Purdy a star right now? I think he's going to be quarterback in the Pro Bowl's done. But, you know, like, he's going to... He's on his way, man. Jared Goff.
Well, how about this? Give me other quarterbacks who you think are stars in the NFL, not Brock Purdy. And then I'll tell you if I think he belongs in that group.
Well, we'll start with Patrick Mahomes, okay. Josh Allen.
All right.
Jared Goff.
Okay. Stafford,
Burrow. Joe Burrow is not. Herbert. I love Burrow. Yeah, Herbert is.
I think he's in that group.
There's no doubt. And when you go to a Super Bowl, Steiny, and you take your team.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but I wouldn't tell. Oh, boy. You know, I'm down on Lamar, Steiny. I know he's good, but in postseason, it doesn't work.
Well, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked yet.
Yeah.
The way we throw star around in football, especially for quarterbacks, yes, he's a star. Brock Purdy right now is a star.
What about the component of, how much is he going to get paid? Right now, wouldn't you say Brock Purdy's doing, forget the number.
Okay.
He's doing everything he possibly can to get whatever number's coming that way.
The bottom line is, the way I look at Brock Purdy is, right now he's about a $32 million quarterback.
Not feel like that short.
It is short.
Oh yeah, sounds like you're smiling.
But he's
playing, man.
He knows what he's doing. He's got a grasp of the offense. This is what I disagree with. Somebody says 9-2-5. Come on, Steiny. Mahomes would be 4-0 right now with the Niners. Well, then we're ignoring the biggest thing we talked about for 3 weeks, which we said was their biggest problem, and that's defense. I don't necessarily think you'd be 4-0 with Patrick Mahomes. It's a hypothetical, but I think Purdy's, boy, he's done about as much as you could ask him to do, right?
Using his legs. And I don't know, there was something in the Athletic. I forgot who wrote it. I should know. But he's holding the ball 3.1 seconds from getting the ball and releasing it.
Brock Sounds Curry. Like a Matt Barrows in any league.
And that's the longest of holding of the ball from all quarterbacks this season.
Purdy?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's a good thing, Steiny. If he, you know, trying to wait for stuff to develop, guys aren't getting open or separation. You can make with that what you want. But I'm watching him, and I'm worried about him, Steiny.
Well, now you're worried about him?
No, I'm just worried. His health, like he's running for his life. And
He's not running for his life. Steiny, he's running for first downs.
Yeah, man.
That's what great ones do.
Leading the league in passing.
I can't do
five
this.
Five touchdowns and two interceptions. I'm giving him his flower. That's what I'm doing.
So you're worried.
Because they can't afford
to. Do you worry about Dak Prescott getting hurt?
Sometimes I wish he'd get hurt, but I didn't mean that. But a little bit.
Just a tweak.
No, with everything that's going on in the water over there.
That has
Santa
nothing
Clara,
to do with anything.
Yeah, I do. When I see him run, I'm like, oh, boy, get down. And then he don't do the old Russell Wilson baseball
slide.
That's
no different than any other team.
He'll do the old, you know, I'm a stretch, and in my back.
You know what? Pick a new sport to like. Because if you worry like this, you're not enjoying yourself.
Oh,
and this should be fun. But you're worried.
Oh, no. What about Purdy? Sundays.
Purdy. Who's he going to make to the sidelines?
Saturdays.
No.
Dude, our life, we're cheating life.
You are.
Evan, I.
You are.
I'm
coming
in here every day. I come through the elevator doors. Forget Arsenio Hall or Johnny Carson. We're talking sports. We got WNBA playoffs, baseball playoffs.
We talked a lot about
Niners,
both those.
Warriors in Hawaii. Yeah. It's too much, but it's all fun. And it's our job to cover it and talk about it.
I don't like the word cover. We don't cover anything.
We cover observe. The Warriors.
We don't cover the Warriors.
We were just at Media Day.
If you covered the Warriors, you'd be in Lahaina right now, or whatever the hell they are.
Well, you dropped the ball on that.
Well,
I'm mad, too, the more I think about it.
Why don't you get on to Higgins for going in a different direction?
There's a lot of people in Hawaii with the Warriors covering them. What? I thought we were going.
Why would you think that?
You were supposed to hook something up.
I've been there. I've done that. I don't need to do it. Let's get to Dom. Dom's in San Leandro. Oh, we're going to push Dom. Oh, gotcha, Evan. I gotcha. Somebody get Tim Jordan on the phone.
The math. I got you.
We got 90. Oh.
I'm fired up, man.
About what?
Just the sporting scene right now.
There was no games last night. Like, what could you be fired up about?
There was two great WNBA games and four baseball games.
Okay. What do you say we talk about that and lose listeners left and right?
You don't know when we lose them or gain them.
Please. What did Becky Hammon say after the game? Apparently she went off.
She's been in a bad mood, man. The beautiful Becky Hammon.
Don't do that.
What?
We're past that. That's 1970s commentary.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.